starting from the front row, you figured, hey, I can do it. Everybody else has done it this year.
Yeah, it's definitely easier up front. Everyone is so close and so fast that it's extremely difficult to pass, and starting spot makes a big deal. But this car was pretty awesome tonight. These guys did an awesome job. We hit pretty hard last week. We bent everything on this car, and it took us a full 2 weeks to put it back together. Last night we come out just to test it out, figure we were pretty good, but and then we blew the rear end out. That might have been something from the accident we didn't catch. So we were up until midnight last night putting it all back together, and just hats off to these guys. Just awesome job putting this car back together. Big thanks to Ray Graham for giving me this awesome opportunity. This is a great race car.
After the week, you know, the 2 weeks ago, the accident 2 weeks ago, I think you might have found something when putting the thing back together that maybe it wasn't right to start the season out with, or?
Well, we did have a little bit of trouble with the mag, and it overheating, and we had it, I guess it might have been a little bit of our own fault for putting it where we did. We got this one out in the air, cool it down a little bit, and it ran crisp and clean all night long.
And the race itself, granted you don't have eyes behind your head, but Keith was pretty close. I'd say 2-3 car lengths at the most for most of the race. But then the times he got into traffic, that's when kind of things came into play a little bit for their challenger.
Yeah, I knew Keith was there. I could feel him or hear him or whatever. I knew he was right there. But I tried to maintain my line and not screw up because, like I say, with everybody being as fast as they are, you pretty much got to screw up in order to get past. So I protected the line and just, you know, held a good groove. And the car never wiggled all night long, and it was really good.
One thing people say about these cars in particular are, oh, when they get into traffic, that's when they run into problems. They're only good down the straightaways with no cars around them. Do you notice a difference when you're behind cars in traffic?
Well, I think,
as opposed to the open air,
I think that everyone can run better, obviously, when they're out by themselves. But I don't think it's any different than any other car when it's in traffic, because traffic is difficult. There's no doubt about it. And this car runs fairly well in traffic. I was happy with it. We didn't do a lot of traffic tonight, but I was happy with it the way it worked.
Finally, who'd you like to thank again for your win tonight?
I can't thank this crew enough, and Ray Graham for giving me this opportunity. Like I said before, this is I'm very happy to be in this situation right here.